The Bloomington Symphony Orchestra, led by conductor Adam Bodoni, this year it's Home Sweet Home, and their concert on February 21st, Saturday, in the Buskirk Chumley Theater at 7:30, titled The Shades of Music. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Adam, I've heard from some orchestra members that you pick out pieces that sometimes have a certain comfort level, but also a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, well, you know what I'd like to do is I'd like to look at our past programming history. And the first thing I look for is, have we done this in the last 10 years? And if we haven't, then that's something that definitely pops out on my radar.
You've picked some pieces that have a bit of a national flair to them, music by Chabrier. They do say that the best Spanish music is written by French composers, don't they?
They do say that, and I'm not sure what the Spaniards say about that.
You have some other tastes here in your shades of music. Music from a ballet called Masquerade?
Yeah. Well, just like all ballets and theater works, this is focused around love, treachery in the upper class, and Khachaturian, who's actually Armenian and Georgian and has that sort of background. Even though we consider him Russian, that Armenian-Georgian flair is slightly different than perhaps his predecessors that we hear in their music, like Tchaikovsky and Rimsky-Korsakov. I remember playing in several orchestras as a trombonist, and you come across some of these pieces that are done less often, and they stick with you because they always seem special since they're not done so often. And so those pieces have stuck with me, like In the Steppes of Central Asia by Borodin that we'll be doing this Saturday. It's not done that often, but it's strangely special.
I'm delighted that you're doing the Borodin because I like the piece, but it's terrible for radio because it's a depiction of a little caravan that in the distance, with practically no volume, moves in, then it gets loud enough for the radio, and then they move out. And in a concert hall, you really can get the full impact of this particular piece.
That's right. That's what we'll be going for, and that's why this piece is so interesting. And this piece was supposed to commemorate a celebration for Tsar Alexander II. Unfortunately, that celebration was canceled, but this piece has remained on.
The music lives on. So that's the caravan piece, The Steppes by Borodin. Adam, in addition to Bloomington, you also travel up to Indianapolis where you work with a youth orchestra. It strikes me that perhaps youth orchestras, community orchestras, maybe there's some similarities?
Absolutely. The similarity for me, it's passion. You know, both the kids up in Indy and the adults here, they choose to be there on their own time, and the excitement is palpable every time they rehearse.
Now, we mentioned Borodin, we mentioned Chabrier, Khachaturian. Then we actually have a piece by an American composer.
That's right, the Adagio for Strings. That perhaps we all know so well from Platoon, or there's a Seinfeld episode where they parody Platoon, and it's played in that. It was played for an FDR funeral. When 9/11 happened, it was used a lot as memorial music. It's just one of those heart-wrenching pieces that, for whatever reason, means so much to all of us whenever we hear it, and we think back to those times where we hurt.
Music of Barber, Chabrier, Borodin, Khachaturian, wrapping up with a Slavonic dance by Antonín Dvořák, the Bloomington Symphony Orchestra led by our guest Adam Bodoni, performing Saturday night, February 21st in the Buskirk Chumley Theater at 7:30. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.